This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello. Sorry.
No, go on.
Started recording. We were talking about acai bowls.
We were, which is...
Is it acai or acai?
It's acai, and you should know this as an acai stan as of about 3 minutes ago.
Well, it was, yeah, no, I'm very grateful because...
They're very expensive, and Fiona has this lovely card that you don't have to pay for.
Shout out. I remember about, I guess it must be a year and a half ago now, I fancied someone in work. Ooh. And, oh, yes. Yeah, do you remember this? Oh. And I worked...
It was Dave.
It wasn't. But I work Sundays. I do a show on Today FM. Anyway, this particular person was in and out of the studio doing different bits. Ooh. And one day I felt like he, you know, maybe kind of gave me some inclination that I wasn't alone in my thoughts and offered me a coffee on the shift.
Oh,
so
coffee
on the shift.
Double whammy.
So I came back the following week and said, I'm going down to get an acai bowl. Do you want me?
In fairness, who knows how to fucking pronounce it?
It was like, my first ever one. I thought I'd be real bougie. I said, with real confidence. And he said, do you mean an acai bowl?
That's
and
worse.
I wanted to shoot myself.
It's more embarrassing to correct it.
Because, okay, so we're calling it acai, which is, it gives the kind of an extended I, but it's, yeah, there's the weird wiggle on the C.
I think that's why we pronounce it that way, because it's got that accent.
But is that like acai? It's the ass.
It's that ass.
That ass, yo. Big old ass.
It's that big bunda.
Do you know, Jack calls Aris's batties, and I love it.
Oh my God.
He'd be like, get your big batty in there.
Is that where batty boy comes from in England?
Like even yesterday we were in M&S. He was looking for a suit for this wedding and I was like, try them on. He was like, my batty wouldn't fit into that.
Oh my God. I love that.
1038. Dublin. Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go!
Good morning!
Hello, hello, hello!
Good morning! How are you getting on? Happy Thursday!
Do not be deceived by that fog. I'm expecting a massive burn off, lads.
Don't Irish people love saying this? The sun will break that, or the sun will burn that off now. The sun burns off all that fog.
Yeah. I remember. Scalds it to bits.
I did one. Yeah, I did like one park run in my life years ago. Do you know the Saturday park run that's in like loads of places like all around Ireland?
And
like,
once more than I have.
Oh, very good. Well, it's like a 5K like little walk or run. And I like, it's usually in a park, like say a park in Dublin or whatever. But I did it in West Cork, where all my family are from, on a place called Bear Island.
Oh, and
you
go
get,
on.
Yeah, you get a ferry over. And
do you not get the what's it called?
Oh, the cable car. Nearby, but that's, yeah, somewhere else. It's okay. A different island. And we got a ferry over, and then we got into the back of a man's car, and there wasn't a seatbelt to be had, and we were driving to this start line, and it was foggy, and every woman in the car was obsessed with saying, oh, that fog will burn off now. That fog will burn off. And
give,
I'm like, girls, we've heard you. Oh, okay.
West Cork accent.
That fog will burn off, lovely, now. Oh, that was terrible. I hope no one from West Cork is listening. But did you see the guy is this reviewer from the Irish Times is in big trouble for reviewing Charlie XCX badly. He's getting like,
oh, really?
Slated. He didn't even say anything that bad. He was just like, the gig was kind of a flop. It wasn't her best. Which I heard people in this office say it kind of was, and I won't name names in case people come after them. But I feel like if you're going to like review Charlie XCX badly, you have to kind of like,
roll with the
do
punches.
It in her language, kind right. of, to like make
it was very
it okay.
Irish Timesy, was it?
Yeah, you have to be like, it might have been a party for you, but it wasn't a party for me. You know, you have to be like, let's ride the dart right out of here. You have to be like, I do care, and I don't love it.
Yeah, but he wasn't given that energy.
No, no.
Ah, the poor lad.
Yeah, he's getting absolutely rinsed.
I just feel like in general, the Irish Times, Charlie XCX, you see the handshake
hand
emoji.
In hand.
Exactly.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
For now, though, Drake has opened up again about his big losses from gambling. on Instagram stories. Let's be fair, he hasn't had the best time of it, really. I think he had some song out called Nokia Phone that was charting.
Oh, don't think
it's doing that well. But certainly on the back of the Whopper Kendrick song,
yeah,
things have been going as well for him. But in terms of his spending, there is something known as a Drake curse. And this belief has been around for years. I wasn't aware of it till this morning.
Okay.
It stems from like numerous times he has supported a team or an event, whether he's literally just posting a picture of a certain team, then fans are like, they're going to lose now. Thanks, Drake.
No way.
Yeah.
He just has bad juju.
Massively. Repeated high profile losses. It's earned him a reputation for this jinxing of teams. And his overall, say, betting record is heavily towards the losses. And that's like from UFC to NHL. And as I said, it could literally just be a random picture on his Instagram with something he supports. And it's kind
and
of
it
the joke
like immediately
being like,
goes out of
well,
business.
Exactly. That's kind of the vibe people mess with.
It's mad that you just wouldn't hear about this because of the various other allegations against him. They kind of take that, precedent. Yeah. But hey.
In the last month alone, he's lost $8 million.
What? The last month?
In the last month, since the 19th of May, he's lost $8 million.
No.
I know.
That's actually annoyed me.
I don't know if you can do a Drake accent, but he said, I gotta share the other side of gambling. Losses are so fried right now.
I gotta share the other side of gambling. Yeah. I love...
So he placed an 800 grand bet on game 6 of the NBA finals. Bum, no joy. A 200 grand bet on Thunder to win by 6 to 10 points and a 600 grand straight bet on them to win outright. To be honest, what this screams to me is he has too much money in the first place.
Yeah, like, sorry, do you think that makes you sound cool?
No.
Like, shut up. Mm.
You
give
okay?
something to charity. No, like, I mean,
yeah.
What? Like, shut up. Mm. Why are you doing a 600 grand bet?
Yeah, you tick.
Buy your ma a car or something.
Yeah. Big tick.
Oh, I'm annoyed.
Yeah. In recent years, these are some of his most major losses. He lost 2 million. In the UFC on a bet between a guy, Adesanya versus Pereira. Sorry if I'm butchering those names. I know I have. he lost 275 grand on another UFC bet, a 550 grand loss, a 200 grand loss moving to soccer, a million loss, a bet on Argentina to win the 2022 FIFA World Cup in regulation. They won on penalties. In boxing, he...
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
That hits Callum hard because he loves football.
Yeah. In boxing... He lost over $500,000 betting on Tyson Fury. He won the fight, but he lost the wager due to specific bet terms. So again, this is just going back to the Drake curse, should I say. And then the NBA several bets amounting to over 700 grand, including on just certain players on the NBA finals. I think the overall message here is don't bet.
I mean, at some point, you just have to accept you're not good at it. Drake, love, like, betting is not for you. Take up a different hobby.
Mm.
Take up anything.
Mm.
Take up basket weaving. Take up jam making. Do not, like, stop doing $2 million bets.
Wouldn't it be such a good flex if these big rappers really got into knitting?
Oh. He could make just some make lovely them... bits. Like, there's not much redemption of Drake in my eyes now, but he could get into a wholesome activity. He could be going along to the farmer's markets, you know, like buying a sourdough starter. Getting into banana bread.
Maybe,
like,
he is in his own time, yeah.
Maybe.
So in total, Fiona, how do we feel? $8 million in the last month alone.
I don't, like, that's one of those things when you're like, money's fake. Like, because how is someone losing $8 million in a month?
And still being able to, like, have his dinner and stuff and buy himself a nice watch.
That is just a joke to me.
Well, I'm sorry for ruining your day. 7:15 in the morning. This is new Irish music from Dublin's Khaki Kid. It's called Date Night here on Spin.
Recharge.
Ben, if you want to win your way to Longitude, all kicking off in Marley Park next weekend. Make sure to... Is it 2 weeks or... Is it next weekend?
No.
It's the one after,
2 weeks,
isn't it?
Sorry. So 2 weeks' time, you can
relax,
win your way
Emma,
there.
I know. For God's sake.
I got to fright myself.
Sweating for a bit of Longitude.
I don't think it's next week, is it? I'm not ready. You don't have me out. Yes, you can win your way there. Your weekend passes with Michaela again each day this week. She's here from 10 o'clock this morning. Speaking of outfits, I have a wedding this weekend in Manchester. And I ordered a dress for it in the middle of May. So I was like, grand.
Really?
Cheap and cheerful, easy peasy, grand. And what I find stressful about this particular thing is, like, it's cocktail attire. And I'm glad someone pointed it out to me, because We'd have the radio awards every year.
Yeah.
So I'd have a few goonies knocking around.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, ah, they're too long for cocktail attire. Like, they,
right.
When I ChatGPT'd, what does that mean? They said it wouldn't be a full length dress. It would be something kind of midi.
Okay.
Is what,
okay.
Is my interpretation of right. it is that it wouldn't be a full gown. Because that rules out most of my dresses, right? So anyway, order this dress up. Loads of time. It still hasn't even been dispatched or looking like it will be. So it's game over for that option. Naturally, I was away last week. And to be honest, I couldn't be arsed.
No.
With any of it.
It gets to that stage. Like, we all have 5 million weddings to go to. And it's like, sorry, I'm not shopping for all of these. And sorry, cocktail attire, it's a bit like, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, congrats to your friend and stuff. But like, what? Like, girl, we're just putting on a dress.
Yeah, exactly. So yesterday, I couldn't be arsed that it took Jack, my fella, to say, do you want to go to Dundrum or something? And I was like, oh. Are you saying this to me? And he was like, he actually was on a work call. He was like, I'll put my headphones in, I'll come from Royal Sport. But like, you know, he was like, we're going on Friday. And I was like, wow, this is, maybe I really do need to cut myself on. So I walked to Dundrum, I walked into Zara, did one lap, walked out, walked into H&M, did one lap up and down, walked out, walked into River Island, did one lap and said, I'm ready to go home now.
Yeah.
And you could see he was actually getting a bit despondent, like, and I was like, why do you care so much? Like, I'll figure something out. But then I was like, it actually, like, today is my last day to sort it. I'm flying over tomorrow. So then I went back to the house and I was back on the couch just not caring about anything. And he was like, well, like, woman, he was trying to make it so fun. Well, like, woman, have a look in the wardrobe and I'll pick out things that are nice. And I was like, are you okay?
What is going on? Why is he so obsessed with it?
I think he was just trying to be helpful because I was just like, I'm tired, I'm not in the mood,
blah, blah, blah.
So he was actually being really helpful. Yeah, I sat in the bed while he pulled stuff out and I was like, no, that's a dress for the radio awards. No, that's for Christmas.
Are you an idiot?
I was like, no, that's too slutty. Are you mad? And then we came across this one dress. It was pretty long. So he says, sure, I'll walk down to the dressmakers with you to drop that in. Still on another work call. Hello, John. Yeah, no bother. Yeah, blah, blah. Walk down, drop the dress in. Your man behind the counter said, we're only taking him. We're full. We're not taking any new bookings. And I just kind of said, look, the dress didn't arrive. And he said, well, anything is possible. And this sounds like an emergency. So he took the dress, said I can pick it up today, and that's that. But I still don't know if I like it. So.
You don't know.
Do you know when you're like, I actually don't care if I look like a toe at this wedding?
Well, Emma, like, you're going to look gorgeous no matter what.
When you know when you first get the invite, you're like, oh yeah, I'll get a really nice outfit for that. And as it comes around the corner, I'm like, I actually don't care if like, I even have a scratch of makeup on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm trying to help because I know it's hard to get clothes for all of these weddings. And I know there's like some girl groups who have like Excel spreadsheets of all the appropriate wedding dress guest clobber that they have in their wardrobes and that they can share between each other, and they all book it in for the week and whatever.
That's genius.
It's very good.
I've spent the last few days stalking my friend's Instagram account
to see if there's anything I can buy. Yeah. Now, I've brought you in some dresses.
Oh my god, Fiona, you legend.
Okay, so it's going to be, how hot did you say it's going to be in Manchester?
26 degrees on
Saturday.
All right,
this one's not going to be a goer then. But you said you liked long sleeves.
Oh my God, Fiona, that's beautiful. I can't believe you brought these in for me. Oh, wow, girl. Where did you wear this?
I got this on Depop. I wore this for day two at my sister's wedding, but I think it's going to be a bit too heavy. But I know you said you liked long sleeves.
I saw it on your Instagram. It's lovely. It's a lilac, beautiful piece, kind of floral. And I saw on ChatGPT, floral's very accepted for cocktail.
Okay.
And it has a lovely ruffle sleeve, and I love covering up my tattoos sometimes. So that's great. Thanks, Fiona.
This is another long sleeve.
Okay, beautiful. Where did you wear this now?
I wore this to a wedding in November, last November.
Okay, beautiful. Again, it's floral, got the lovely long sleeve, girl. I may definitely try
it. And it's a bit lighter as well, fabric-wise.
Lovely. So if you have a wedding coming up, get in touch now. If these dresses sound like something you'd be interested in, 087-711-1038.
And this was my bridesmaid dress at my sister's wedding, but you could wear it as a guest.
Is this the black one? I saw this on your Instagram as well. Oh, the floral bits on the shoulders. I love this one. I can't believe you're handing over the bridesmaid's dress. That's kind of memorabilia, no?
Covered. I think this is it's giving cocktail.
You're a legend. You're a legend. Thank you so much.
You're a legend.
And then, we're still going.
I think this one might be too casual, but I just brought it in. It's actually a vintage piece.
Okay, vintage piece. Oh, wow. Again, we're going back to the pink. Very floral, very beautiful, very elegant, very gorgeous. Fiona Frawley. Anyway. I'm glad we hired her. She's great.
And Callum, you can borrow any of those as well if you want.
If anything there tickles your fancy, get in touch now. We'll start the rental
service. Start the bidding. Yeah,
exactly. Spins fully charged. Calvin Harris, Clementine Douglas and Blessings on Spin. Does he have a baby yet? What's the latest from Vic Hope?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. No. His wifey is pregnant at the moment. So very exciting times to come for Calvin Harris. Oh, and nice. How?
Matty played Longitude a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that was class. Yeah.
There was an unbelievable... I remember we were chatting to people there and they literally were only there for Calvin Harris because really? Longitude can be kind of young.
Yeah.
And then there were these people in like their 40s and 50s who were like, I literally bought the ticket for Calvin.
No, but absolutely. I think that's fair. I think even my own friend group, obviously we were there with Spin, was like, sorry now. I've every right to be here. I was reared on Calvin Harris.
It's
you know?
This year as well. There's David Guetta, 50 Cent. It's like, it's perfect.
It's throwback vibes. Mm. Yeah, because I like the way with that country song he brought out, like Calvin Harris is singing again. Yes. Like it's like his old days of like Acceptable in the 80s and like I Get All the Girls, early 2000s.
Mm.
Fodder.
Slay.
Dublin travel with Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
There's a great video of him actually somewhere on YouTube, and it was the early days of Oxygen, or not early days, but somewhere through Oxygen. And he did all his whole set with singing, and he had a live band.
Oh, I love
it. So apparently that was really cool. To be honest, the voice wasn't great live, but look, we don't really mind too much, do we? 7:31 now, Katie, what's the story?
Good morning. There's a delay on the N7 inbound.
It spins fully charged. Recharged.
I don't have kids, but I do have a niece.
Yeah.
And I know that when she gets obsessed with songs, it's all that she sings. It's all she wants to hear.
She fixates.
I don't know what kind of market research George Ezra's team have done.
Oh my God.
And trying to get into the minds of six-year-olds.
It's just write lyrics that make no sense.
Green grass. It's like, it's like a nursery rhyme.
You better have a party on the day that I... What are you talking about?
It doesn't make any sense.
What?
But one of the moments that we were away with them last week in Spain and just over and over again. Scarlett Johansson is no different. She has a son. He's only a little lad. And his favourite song at the moment is Hot to Go by Chappell Roan, right? So she was being interviewed at the Jurassic World premiere the other night.
And
this is what she had to say about her now, by default, favourite song because of her son.
My son's favourite Chappell song is H-O-T-T-O-G-O. Have to go. Because he sings it, it's become my favourite. But I love it too.
Yeah.
I mean, who am I kidding? I listen to it like 20 times a day.
I listen to it like 20 times a day. See, that's also like a version of birth control.
True, and it's cheaper.
Just remember what would happen to you if you had kids 20 times a day. Body roll. We're hot to go. H-O-T-T-O-G-O. Touch your toes. Body roll. And I think that's the kind of song that a kid loves, is like the instruction.
Yeah, it's like the 2020s YMCA.
Exactly.
It's so catchy. It's repetition. Repetition is the key, isn't it?
Yeah. I fairly pounded Chappell's album when it first came out, so I would give Scarlett's child a run for his money, I'd say. Like,
sounds filthy there. I pounded on the
radio.
You look at like the big kid songs like The Baby Shark and the Gangnam Style, and it's all very much
anything like that.
It's all the same kind of music.
It gives them a sense of security in an uncertain world.
But when I saw the clip of this Scarlett Johansson clip do the rounds, I was like, I've often said with my chest about certain songs that I could listen to them multiple times every day for the rest of my life and not get sick of them. And I think it takes a very particular song to actually feel that way about because many of them grate on you after a certain amount of time. However, I stand by this. This song I could listen to every single day forever, multiple times, and still sing along.
Baby, calm down.
It's like so chill.
Yes,
it's lovely.
You could just have this on a loop.
Now, Remus Lena Gomez, this is. It's called Calm Down. We played the bejesus out of it last year, and I probably did hear it 7 times a day. And it didn't bother me in the slightest. Turned it up every single time. Anything like that. Another one, say, that comes to mind for me would be Libyanka and Keane DeCrow's People.
It's kind of that salsa-y vibe, the Hispanic kind of.
It's very relaxing and beautiful.
Would you listen to music much like the same song back to back to back to back to back?
Well,
I went home the other day and I added, I was making my lunch and I added Somber's Undressed to a queue like 5 times. Just wanted to hear it over and over again.
See, I really struggle at that kind of stuff. I have to, if I do that, I have to go like, say, one song and then back to another song and then back to the same song.
And then you're like, oh, it's coming up again.
If I'm loving it enough, I'll put it on a loop. But you know, we were talking the other week about my partner Dwayne being obsessed with Stereophonics. He did this the other day on Alexa. I was like just cleaning up downstairs and he kept queuing the same Stereophonics song, and it was like 20 minutes before I noticed, just because all their songs kind of sound very similar to me. And I was like, how is this playing again?
Yeah.
And then I'd skip and it would start playing again. And it was just, it haunted my dreams.
Is there anything that comes to mind for you that you actually could, with your chest, say, I could hear this every day multiple times?
Definitely. I went a bit more, I dug into the archives. This is a bit of a throwback now, but I listen to it a lot.
Fiona.
Oh my God. It's because this song is more like a play than a song. It's a whole story. It's a whole saga. I remember when I was working in the cafe, I was working in like a little shipping container cafe in Dundrum, shout out. And like, you'd be doing like a 7 to 4 shift. And when it would come to the last hour and you were losing the will to live and you had to clean the whole place down, that is what I'd put on a loop. And blare it.
Like what I said, that I get really grated by songs if I listen to it back to back, but there is one song that I can listen on repeat.
And it's, I predict it.
It's this one.
Oh, I bet you I know.
Go on. That's not my song.
That's the one that you loaded, sir.
That's not my song.
What is your song?
Hold on. Callum Repeat song. There we go. Try that one.
Of course,
we know.
There we go.
Come on, sing it.
Made it out alive, but I think I lost it. Said I was fine, said it from my coffin. Wonder how I died when you started walking. That's my life, that's my life. I put up a fight, taking out the earrings. Don't you know the vibe? Don't you know the feeling? You should spend the night, catch me on your ceiling. That's your price, that's your price. Well, ooh, there you go.
Turn the rhythm up.
This is Dua Lipa.
Take me to Dua Lipa.
Summer's number one hit music station, this is Spin, and we are determined to get you to as many gigs as we possibly can this summer, including the real biggie, I suppose, that's happening next Friday, but it's sold out. Boo! Even picking up on a bit of FOMO. We're talking Dua Lipa, of course, and all over my suggested reels on Instagram at the moment is just footage from her gig, and it looks like so much fun.
I'm so excited. I have my ticket. Very, very excited.
Do you?
Yeah.
Whereabouts are you in the stadium?
I don't know. My friend got the tickets, so I actually don't have a clue. But the Aviva, like any part of it, is so good for a gig.
Just to say as well, you know the way a lot of the times lately with certain acts, there's a lot of dress-up that happens. So like Sabrina Carpenter, you wear a certain outfit. Chappell Roney wear a certain outfit. All the girlos. What do you dress like for Dua?
Liverpool jersey. Isn't she a big fan?
Listen, as we said, she's playing the Aviva tomorrow week. Tickets are gone, and forget about looking for resale or dodgy websites. Win them here. We've got 4 tickets for you to go, okay? So you can bring your mates or whatever, and we'll put you up as well. The 4-star Messable Hotel you could be staying on the night. That's the way to do it now. Proper relaxation, and you can enjoy the evening in luxury.
Emma's like, you can bring your mates or whatever, like, or me, or like, just see how you're feeling. No pressure.
Who's 4 friends?
That's it. In 2025, what are you at? That is too bad. It doesn't fit in a car. Doesn't fit in the back of a taxi. Oh, well, okay. Yeah, it was a long time since I've moved with that many people. Yeah. Okay, look, if you want to win those tickets and whoever you want to bring, just head to the homepage of spin1038.com and fill out your details on the form. Now, You have to be over 18 or 18 or older to enter, and you can find full terms and conditions, of course, on our website. You need to get your entry in by 11 a.m. on Tuesday, the 24th of June, and then Emma, Dave and myself could be calling you. If you enter and you get our call, you have 5 rings to answer with something very specific.
That specific phrase, you must answer it, and we can't take any variations of this. It has to be simply, take me to Dua Lipa. Okay, please do that, because Christ, these calls can go on for hours.
Yeah, and we want
to
go home.
Take me to Dua Lipa. If you say it right, you win. Say anything else, we've got to move on to someone else until we find a winner. All right?
Yes. When Dua said, one, don't pick up the phone. Don't listen to her. That is not what you're meant to do. Yeah. Pick up the phone as soon as you can and say, take me to Dua Lipa. If you're in, get registered on spin1038.com right now. And if you get that call back on the 24th, answer your phone with...
Take me to Dua Lipa. Good luck.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station.
Hello there. Welcome to Thursday.
Hello. How are you getting on?
Oh, sorry.
Absolutely scarlet for you yesterday, Emma.
Stop.
For a bit of context, we were meant to be doing a legal training just so that we don't get sued.
Sounded like you said... illegal training.
Yeah, oh, we're learning how to do all the crates. Yeah. Well, no training needed for me. I already know it. We are doing legal training at work just so we don't, get sued, essentially. And we were all set up to do it yesterday after the show, pretty much. And in a crazy twist of events, Callum made a scheduling error, which is... insane.
Very out of character.
When I logged on and I saw, oh, this says Thursday, I was like, this is surely a mistake I've made somehow, because it could never be Callum. Mm. But lo and behold,
I was going around the place yesterday making sure, don't forget to join the legal training course at 11 o'clock today. Yeah, yeah. It's today, it's Wednesday, 11 o'clock today. Make sure you can do it on Teams. You don't have to be in the office. You can do it online.
No, you stitched me up so hard, man, because Fiona noticed before she clicked in that this was today. Whereas yesterday, I alerted the whole company.
Oh, no.
Because I didn't just... I clicked, man. I joined the call.
You were
24
the first...
hours ahead of time.
No one wants to be the first person. Teams does this. It's name and shame. First person to join the meeting.
Now, to give myself a little bit of street cred, I was in Zara when I joined the call.
Okay,
no,
fair enough. But that doesn't tell... It doesn't say Emma Nolan has joined this call in Zara and Stephen's Green.
She's doing a quick loop.
I was so close to being like... Guys, I swear I'm a Zara, I'm not a SWAT. That was Callum's fault.
It's actually the worst. There was a company meeting last Thursday, and Barry Dunn, Mr. Cash Machine, was the first person to join the call 5 minutes before the CEO. And everyone in the company was like, Barry Dunn started the meeting. And
Barry the liquor.
I can only apologise, because I do not make mistakes. Although I have already this morning, so maybe my standards are slipping.
I have to say, though, I've been going to call recently, and I didn't really know, because, to be honest, this job does require a huge amount of teamsing, luckily. But I was at home, and I joined a call 5 minutes early, because I just was like, leave it sit there while I go and make coffee.
No, you don't. I'm not sitting.
No.
I messed up.
No. Because then the facilitator might try and make small talk with you.
I'm like, mute camera off. I don't even know what's going on.
Scarlet,
I'm making
Emma,
a cup of
she
tea.
Doesn't want to get sued. How embarrassing.
Someone else, this has been 103. Good morning.
Good morning.
Come here, I need your help this morning. Trouble in paradise again.
Oh.
So naturally, I was away last week, I mentioned, with family in Spain. And I had even brought to you on the show a good while ago that I was having a mare trying to figure out dog sitting services in Dublin. So it all worked out in the end, gladly. My friend's little sister, she's not that little, she's in her early 20s, is now living and working in Dublin. And when I was chatting to my friend about it, she was like, sure, she's around. She'd love that. She loves dogs. She's in a digs at the moment. She'd love a bit of, a bit of a house to herself situation, have her friends over. And she'd be obsessed with hanging out with the dog. So it all worked out brilliantly.
Yeah.
Her little sister, Abigail, came over on Wednesday, stayed with us before we left in the wee hours of Thursday morning. She said, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night and she left on Sunday. She had some friends around on Saturday, I think, and they had... I said, you enjoy yourself, enjoy having the house to yourself, whatever.
Just for hooly.
Now, just for context, before we left, I think you guys were talking about the show, all the bits I'd left in the house for
her. Yes, an incredible spread.
I did a big shop of, like... rubbish, basically. Meanies, Doritos, crisps. We have some food in the fridge. I left a couple of bottles in the fridge. And that was that. Anyway, all good. Went off without a hitch. The dog was delighted. I was getting the updates every day. She's a fantastic dog photographer, I will say that.
Yes, she did take a lovely picture of Seamus.
Excellent photos of Seamus across the weekend. He was out off on brilliant walks and all the rest, right? It went off brilliantly. So, I owe, in my head, I need to revolute her a few bob. I was only asking her, my friend, for her Revolut tag last night.
Yeah.
And I was having this conversation with Jack, my fella, whose shared responsibility is this dog. Mm-hmm. And I said, 100 quid, yeah, for this?
Yeah.
And he goes, are you mad?
What?
I said, no, like, fair is fair, 100 quid, yeah?
Yeah.
And he said, are you mad? We left loads in the house. We spent a good few quid on leaving stuff for the weekend. She had a great time with her friends. What are you doing giving her money? And I was like, we had a bit of a row now. I was like, don't embarrass me. Like, we're giving her 100 quid. Like, easy. In my head, the way I worked it out was, when I was trying to organise people to take the dog on the apps, on the Pawshake apps or the Good Dog apps or whatever, they were all ranging between 40 euro a night to mind the dog. So in my head, that's 160 quid for the weekend. We got a nice bargain there. The dog got to stay at home. He was in his own space. I was getting pictures from Abigail. Like, the dog was in bed with her at night. He had a ball.
Oh, that's such a relief.
He had a fantastic time. So anyway, we're in this position now where I said, right, I'm going to say this on the radio tomorrow and we'll do what people say. Actually, no, I don't care what you say. I'm giving her the 100 quid. No, but you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, 100%. Because if you want her to do it again.
That's the thing. She's living in Dublin now. She had a ball. We were in touch load. She really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's a few days later now. I need to get this money across to her, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask this question to you listening, okay? What do you think? Do you stick with me and say, Emma, you need to give her the 100 quid? At the very least, maybe.
Yeah.
Or do you say, go with Jack, she had a nice weekend in the house, she had the freedom, you got her the few bits, blah, 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 nada.
She's Jack's on the verge of sending her a Revolut request for bills for the few days she was there. I'm concerned.
Okay, let me know what you think, okay? 100 quid in a WhatsApp or nothing in a WhatsApp. Send them over on 087-711-1038. 100 euro or nothing. That's all I need from you in a WhatsApp now to 087-711-1038. Is gabbiness kind of a British thing, I think, Callum?
Kind of. We can be cheap, but no.
It's our thing.
I would, like, she deserves the payment.
Yeah, you'd imagine so, yeah.
Looking after a dog isn't easy.
No. And he's a pain in the hole. 100 quid or nothing. Get it over on WhatsApp. 087-711-1038. Don't you know, an anxiety here at Spin. So I was just telling you a bit of a predicament. I had my friend's sister dog sit for us last weekend when we were away in Spain. We went from Wednesday to Sunday and bless her, she came and stayed on Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night and Saturday night, and she was amazing. She was sent the most gorgeous pictures every day of the dog and all the rest, and it was such a relief because it's so hard to get dog care in Dublin.
Really,
I was having a mare and really stressing about it over the last few weeks trying to get it organised. Anyway, so we kind of filled the fridge, got her loads of treats, left a few bottles in the fridge, all the rest. She had her friends over at the weekend, blah de blah. But I'm at the point now where I'm like, I really want to send her the few quid that I feel I owe her. I feel like I owe her 100 euro, I think, is a nice few quid on Revolut to send to her for the few nights she stayed and for the care she took of the dog. You know, I love him. And my fellow Jack, who the dog is obviously 50% his responsibility, has been questioning if it's necessary whatsoever to send a euro, right? Thinks, I don't get it. What's the big deal? Well, do we need to send? So, you know, caused a little bit of a stir.
Yeah.
And I've been asking you what you think, because I think I'm 100% right. Obviously, I always am. 087-711-1038. You've been sending in nothing or 100 euro, and we're doing a tally on this morning. Keen is standing by first and foremost. How are you?
Not too bad. Yourself?
What do you reckon I should do here? 100 euro or nothing?
100 euro minimum.
Minimum. Okay. Everyone thinks Emma's cheap now. Do you have a dog, Cian?
I have, yeah.
And who minds the dog when you go away?
Oh, my mother.
Oh, very nice. She's a dog person.
You're a college student yourself, Cian, are you?
I am, yeah.
That 100 quid goes a long way when you're trying to get out on a student night, doesn't it?
It does, especially if you're from Cavan too.
€100 minimum, he
the
says.
The last y'all yeah. year, hi.
Sound
the 100 euro be, the 100 euro be growing cobwebs in my pocket.
Legendary. Go on, sir, thanks.
Oh, very good.
See you later.
Kian came on to test out his stand-up. Very, very good. It is. It's very hard to get a dog minder. I'm going away for a long weekend in 2 weeks' time. And there's going to be one night overlapping when me and Dwayne are both away. And we were really struggling to get a dog minder. All our usual people weren't available.
Hello, I'm here.
I know, but she's very high maintenance.
Okay.
She's very high maintenance. And like, I don't know if she'd like, I don't know how she'd be with Seamus. She can be a bit funny sometimes with
right.
other dogs.
Okay.
I've sent her before to like a place where a few dogs are minded and they sent her home.
Oh, she can't cope.
You know what? She's a bit of a diva. Like, right, she's quite high maintenance. So now my mom, who is not really a dog person, who's never even walked a dog, she's minding her for one night.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, is it weird to revolute your mother? Like, do I pay her?
I think it's different with your own parents.
Yeah, but I'd always kind of pay more than just for the... Because I know she's a little bit of hard work and just the reassurance that they're not raging at you and then they take it out on the dog.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
My God, that's terrible.
Imagine
thought.
If they're like, oh, I'm only getting £20 a night for this. I'm not taking it out for a walk or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Dark thoughts, Fiona.
I know. Well, that's inside my head. But yeah, we're getting loads of texts in on this. So Roisin said, £100 for sure. Just because you like your job, you get free snacks and you're good at your job doesn't mean you shouldn't get paid for doing the job. I like that.
That kind of sounds like our job,
doesn't it?
We have free snacks all the time.
I mean, I'm waiting. Yeah, where are our free snacks this morning? Callum, are they? They're part of Thursday idea. He was. Mr. T brought in a bountiful supply. Roxy texted as well. You're setting yourself up for future dog sittings. €15 a night and ooh, no extra treats. Okay, Ebenezer Scrooge. Didn't realise you listened to Spin.
£15's very low.
It's
I
a real
think.
Awkward amount to send as
it
well.
Is.
Like 220.
So what, it'd be £60 you're sending? Nah,
no.
You gotta just go for it, don't you? Like, if you take on a dog in the first place, which I'm like, we took on a dog, we need to pay for this.
Exactly.
Lauren is standing by. Are you a dog owner?
I used to have two dogs.
Okay, Grant, so you understand that, like, there's payment required for this responsibility, yeah?
Yes, 100%.
So €100 for 4 nights, do you think that's fair?
Definitely.
Would you go more or less?
100%. I'd probably go more because the way you talk about Seamus, he's your baby.
Yep.
So...
You're a
mother,
Emma.
I'd be saying 150.
Oh, you're going to be sorry you opened this up to the public now, Emma.
Jeez, Lauren. Made me feel bad now. How dare I be little
no, do you love your dog or not, Emma?
He's my baby. Oh, baby. Give me all my money. Lauren, thank you, love.
No worries. Have a good day.
Bye. God, how cheap am I? How dare
God.
I?
There you go.
Okay, listen, any final thoughts on this? £100, nothing. Maybe you're thinking you should be given significantly more on this, Emma. Let us know. 087 711 1038. Final thoughts on WhatsApp, please. Right, my friends, one of my best friends' sisters, took on my nightmare but lovable puppy Seamus for a few days last week when I was in Spain, and I was saying to my fella, we need to be given at least £100 here. He's like, what are you talking about? We filled the fridge. We left loads of lovely bits for across the weekend. And I was saying, hey, man, don't we need to be paying up here, right? He was kind of suggesting that. A lot of people getting in on this?
Yes, just some of the people who have said, Emma, give the bloody €100. Fiona, Louise, Sarah, AJ, Laura, Jade, Terry, Michelle, Ellen, Lauren, Robbie, Lou. And then some of the people who said, send nothing. There you go.
Okay. Point proven. £100 going her way right now. A reminder, 10 o'clock this morning, if you're at work, whatever you're doing today, maybe you're doing a bit of study. Or no, your exams are over. Who's studying at this time of year? God, I'm so out of the loop.
Maybe people are doing a PhD.
Maybe so.
Studying for life.
Whatever the case may be, have Michaela Hayes on your radio. She wants to get you so long at you. She'll get her weekend passes. And as again, she kicks off here at Spin from 10 o'clock this morning. Now, Dave is away in his Holliers, but the show must go on.
It's a girly quiz. Makeup, hands and tears. How is Wayne?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
It's the girly quiz. Welcome along. Once a week, myself, Fiona, and the women of Dublin, we come together and we quiz typically our Dave on all things girly. In his absence this week, though, I would say the specialist, small special guest we've had in Dave's replacement.
Special boy, I would
week.
Like to say.
In studio this morning is Fiona's lover, Dwayne.
Yay!
Are we allowed to say lover publicly?
Yeah, I say lover a lot more than people are comfortable with.
Yeah, but that's just for a front, isn't it?
And it's weird then when I follow it up with your initials are dad, Dwayne Anthony Dugan. Lover, dad.
Dwayne, I hear you're a newfound fan or stan perhaps of this very show, sir.
Yes, I'm a full-on spinster.
Yay!
We call ourselves on the message boards. It's great. I don't wake up usually before 9 o'clock, so it's nice to wake up and, you know, be
full
fresh.
New routine.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm sure then if you've been listening, you know how this works, but let's just walk you through the semantics, I suppose, of the girly quiz. Dwayne, you need to answer three questions correctly to win the week, but you're not on your own. We do have some lifelines to help you out. One is the Simplify. It's basically just a 50-50. And the other is your phone a female, and her name this morning is Hannah. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
Hi, Hannah. How are you doing? Dwayne, this is your time. I'm allowing you to speak to another woman.
Okay. Naturally, this is making me more nervous than any of the rest of the things.
It's a big deal. Sorry, Hannah. Thank you for taking the plunge on a random lad. We really appreciate it.
Hey, Hannah.
That's no problem at all.
Well, listen, Hannah, just for coming on, you've won yourself that Essence Medics hamper for you and a friend filled with their brand new spring summer collection.
And you're also in the draw to win VIP tickets to Longitude on the show at the end of this month. And that is all because you can experience the ultimate VIP treatment at the Longitude Lounge, proudly sponsored by Essence. And you don't even have to take Dwayne with you if you don't feel like it. It is exciting.
I'll bring him with me if you want to.
And listen, because it is the girly quiz, you never know what the questions are going to be or what Dwayne is going to say. So if you do have younger ears in the car, it might be worth having your hand gently hovering over the dial just in case you want to avoid any awkward conversations. All right.
Now listen, the first thing we have to do here, and the most serious bit of all, is Fiona's terrified each week. She'll spoil the girly quiz by giving away an answer or making eye contact, and obviously because her to-be husband is in the room, we must create a literal barrier. Again, thank you. Shouts to Today FM for having a barrier line around the studio.
Thanks very much. Yes, it's a pull-up sign from Today FM because my poker face is not very good. So me and Dwayne have to pretend we're on blind date so that none of my facial expressions don't give away the answers.
Can you both confirm that you cannot see one another right now?
Feels just like home. This is what Fiona does each evening now. She puts up the banner and she goes, right, don't check on me until the morning.
I'm watching this and you're watching this.
There we
Some
go.
Would say, though, love has no barriers, so I can still feel what he's thinking.
This is true.
This is the most affection you've ever shown me. This is kind of nice.
It is Fiona's to-be husband, Dwayne, taking on the girly quiz this week. Let's get cracking. Question number one, Dwayne. If a woman says she has mastered the flick, what is she referring to?
What?
If a woman says...
I'm very conscious it's the morning. That's all I'm going to say.
But hey, the listener's been warned.
And hey, the listener, sometimes they might get the flick mastered in the morning.
Sometimes it's a good time to get it done. Honestly, you have the rest of the day free for your bits and your pieces.
Surely it's like a hair thing or something. Like, what else are you going to flick?
There's a lot of things you can flick, Dwayne.
Many.
The fact that you don't know, that kind of concerns me.
Do you think that I don't know? Like, I don't know any of these things, and I don't know why I'm here, and now I'm starting to stress, and I can only think of hair. Like, flicking your hair back.
You don't know
that's
about
a phrase,
flicking.
Isn't it?
I flick my hair back and forth. I flick my hair back and forth. Sorry.
Yeah, so that's not... But hey, it could be.
A whip and a flick. Or else like an eyelash. Look,
I get you.
I'm going to say...
We'll remind you, you have your 50-50, honey, and you have your phone a female.
Okay, I'm going to take that as a hint as that I'm heading the wrong way on question one. Right, let's go 50-50.
Straight in, 50-50.
All right, if a woman says she's mastered the flick, Dwayne, what is she referring to? A, applying her winged eyeliner correctly, or B, perfecting the art of alone time?
Oh, I don't know what any of those things mean. I heard I something and I mentioned I something. So I'm gonna just purely by matched words, I'm going to be like, yeah, my instincts were correct. Whatever you said.
Are you going for A, applying her winged eyeliner correctly?
Yeah, I don't think it could be alone time, can it?
You don't think it'd be alone time now?
Okay, I've just gotten what you're getting at now. This is too much stress. No. I think
you're absolutely correct. And we're on.
It is indeed applying her winged eye thing, as Dwayne likes to put it.
Stress.
Eyeliner, winged eyeliner is when, you know, sometimes they have like kind of the black eyeliner over their eye and then it kind of flicks out at the side.
I think that's what I was thinking of at the start, the hair or the eyeliner.
But you did say the hair, but look, we move on.
It's grand. Look, it's
one for one.
It's hair coming out of somewhere, which brings us on to the next question, Dwayne. Other than the traditional landing strip, what's another shape you can request your hair to be waxed into when getting a Brazilian bikini wax?
Now, you know, I think this is why you've put up the barrier, because I think you know that this kind of topic makes me blush now, so I'm actually...
I don't know if it's the spin pink lighting in the studio or what, but he is a little
or
bit flushed.
Have like. You gone red? Have you gone red? Why is he going all red?
Now, not from experience, but I think I've read about this now.
Oh, you've read about it?
Yeah, just purely from the annuals.
The annuals, okay. Studying for your thesis, were you?
I don't know, like a triangle?
A triangle? Fiona?
I think we can accept triangle.
Back of the net, Dwayne.
Very, very good. We would have also accepted love heart or your partner's initial.
Oh, no.
So you'd have dad on yours? That would
dad.
Be great.
Dad across the party zone, which is...
Just to confirm, please tell us Dwayne's full name.
His initials are D-A-D, Dwayne Anthony Dugan. Or if we're going for the confirmation name, Damned, Dwayne Anthony Michael Dugan, which would also look good on a bikini wax, to be fair. Both work.
Listen, we're cracking into question number 3. Still hanging on there is our phone of female, Hannah. Thanks for standing by this morning.
No problem.
Kind of incredible that he hasn't needed you yet, eh, Hannah?
Yeah. I know he's doing well. Maybe he won't need me.
No, I think he might.
I feel like I could let him down.
Hannah, you absolutely won't. You're here to help, not to hinder.
I'm going to tell you something now, Hannah. Every woman who has come in contact with me knows not to have any faith in me at all. So do not be backing me just yet.
Exactly, Hannah. You've got it.
Dwayne, your final question to win the week on the girly quiz. Which of these brands is not a brand of makeup? I love that there's a genuine barrier between Dwayne and Fiona, and she's still hiding behind her page over there.
Like, what do you think your face is going to give away?
I don't know. There could be
a stack of all of these brands behind you. There's not a chance I'm getting any of these.
You'd be surprised.
So we're trying to rule out the one that's not a makeup brand. Is it Barry M, Bella B, or Bobby Brown?
Look. I am a big fan of the show. I'm a big fan of the girly quiz.
Oh, don't.
However, in previous weeks now, I may have texted Fiona after this and been like, you need to stop with these brand questions now. Who's going to know any of these? Every Bobby and Barry and Billy are all definitely have their own brands. So who knows? I am... No, I refuse to even consider thinking it. I need your help.
Okay, girl, help.
Oh no, that laugh doesn't help me.
All right, Hannah, help Dwayne out here. Which of these is not a brand of makeup? Barry M, Bella B, or Bobby Brown?
Oh, that's a worrying silence.
sorry. Say them to me again, because I'm like, what?
Which of these is not a brand of makeup? Barry M, Bella B, or Bobby Brown?
Barry M, is it? I'm going to get this wrong. I just know I'm going to get this wrong. I'm so bad at makeup.
Okay. Blocking in there, Hannah has said Barry M is the fake one. It's a win or lose situation here.
It's a very win or lose situation. I'm so sorry.
Am I going to longitude by myself? Am I?
Yeah, honestly, like at this stage.
I've already picked out our bucket hats. It'd be ashamed to go to waste now.
Never trust.
Oh, I really hope mine's good.
Never trust the solo bearded man standing alone at longitude, is what I
would say. With two bucket hats.
Yeah, with two bucket hats.
That is where we met Fiona. Come on. I'm going to follow Hannah's lead. I'm going to say, Barry M is not a makeup brand.
You're saying Barry M is not a makeup brand. But Dwayne, why you're not allowed to talk to other women? Barry M is very much real. We loved that nail varnish in 2016. Bella B was the answer we were looking for there.
I'm going to go out now and I'm going to Google so hard and I'm going to find some obscure Argentinian makeup brand called Bella B, and I'm going to march back in here and demand that I am crowned the winner of the girly quiz.
Now, that is true. He does love a Google.
Oh, this is not an
Yeah, no, do Google it.
Hannah wants to be vindicated.
You're sorted. You have your essence hamper for you and a friend, and you're in that draw to win your way to long.
Hold on now. Hannah, you win and I lose?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wayne, who run the world?
Women.
Thanks, Anna. Dwayne, I'm so sorry, man.
That was embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I don't know. 20. You're still behind this partition.
Yeah, we can remove the partition.
I'm actually just
okay, here, I'll remove the partition.
Look, my 2016 was a blind year for me in nail varnish brands.
Oh, hey, girl.
Hey. So, look, I think, look, that was you knew that was my weak spot now.
Justice for Bella B is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, for sure. I'm going to find that brand.
Dwayne, an absolute pleasure. Thank you very, very much for joining
us on
the Girly
Quiz. Thank you. It's the Girly
Quiz. Your festival glow up starts when you step into the summer highs at Longitude. Really
need you. Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. 1038. Dublin.
Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station.
Welcome in. Hope you're good. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona, and we'll all be back together for Monday when Dave returns from his Holliers.
I think we're better without him. What do you think? Honestly,
he'd be absolutely raging if you heard that.
Do we really need Dave? Text in 087-711-103.
I can't wait to see him. I feel like I haven't seen him in ages.
I know. I hope his burn subsided. You missed it last week.
He got awful sunburn.
Terrible burn. A couple of days before he was due to go away, he burnt his chain into his skin. Like, there was an outline of where his chain had been. There was like a sunglasses mark, the work. So yeah, I hope he's had a gorge holiday. But you know what you notice working in breakfast radio, and this is a broad generalization,
or anyone who works an early shift, I suppose.
Yeah. I feel like men don't seem to need to eat that early in the morning. Like, I've never seen Callum or Dave so much as open a banana. Now, I know obviously Dave doesn't like bananas, but it's like they never need a snack to get them through. I'm starving. I'm like tucking into the oats at like 6, honestly. Yeah. Like, I can't be awake that long without eating. I need to get something into me.
I try and hang on. I bring in like whatever. It varies week to week, but this week it's a bit of granola.
But you get something in.
And I get something in, but I try and hang on till 9. Just, I don't know why. Just as a little, like, just a bit of a break there, you know, during the news, we'd run up and just get whatever we need or whatever. But I'd be hanging on for 9. But the lads, himself and Callum probably wouldn't start picking on at a breakfast till about 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Exactly. He gets himself his little bowl of shredded wheats, like, well after the show.
You're the earliest now I've seen. We haven't even come to air and you're picking at your own.
I do be starving. But Dwayne's the same. You might have just heard him on the Girly Quiz in case you missed it. He could go to like 2 p.m. and not have eaten anything.
What?
I'm like, what is going on with men?
I know.
Bigger question in the scale of society.
They do the whole, without even realizing it, the intermittent fasting. And I'm here looking at the app going, how long left?
When can I get into this house?
Yes, exactly.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Producer Callum brought a story across my desk this morning, and I honestly think this is another one of these like TikTokers just kind of trolling you. It's like a budget saving sort of TikTok cooking hack.
Sometimes you can get really, really genuinely good and useful hacks from TikTok, and it was great from that when it launched in particular. People were like all over it with DIY and stuff.
Yeah, cleaning and the likes.
But yeah, sometimes it's like, is this necessary or are you just looking for clicks?
I think they're just trolling you to drive up the comments. But there's this TikTok, a gal called Carla, and she specializes in kind of like budget saving food tips on TikTok. And she has shared this unusual hack for allegedly enhancing the flavour of your porridge.
Right, okay. So a lot of people would use porridge is good and all until you add, like, in my case, a load of sugar.
Bit of honey.
Honey's great.
Bit of jam.
What I was surprised by, I mentioned earlier on, my friend's sister who was minding my dog while I was away last week, she puts literally salt in her porridge.
Ooh.
I'd never seen that before, and then when I mentioned it to someone, they were like, no, that's a bit of a thing, because obviously salt is a flavour enhancer.
Yeah.
But I just found it weird. But
you're meant to add a bit of salt into anything sweet to kind of, like a pinch, literally a tiny pinch, just to kind of, you know, like salt
elevate
chocolate, the works.
Okay.
But Carla hasn't gone for the salt. No, that would be too obvious. She promises that if you love tea and you've not tried putting tea bag in your porridge yet, you really must try it.
Wow.
So she likes to, when she's making her porridge, she adds a tea bag in there, heats it up all together, and she says it enhances the flavour.
Do you know what? My granddad actually just passed away this week, and I remember so fondly when I was growing up and visiting him in Spain, he would literally put orange juice as a replacement for milk in his cereal.
Stop. Oh.
And that's how he would eat his breakfast cereal. And I remember I was being amazed by it. And he'd be like, try it, try it. And yeah, it was actually not as bad as you think it would be.
Sorry, didn't Bella Ramsey from The Last of Us and Game of Thrones and everything, they went viral last year for saying they put orange juice in their cereal.
So as a replacement for milk.
Yeah, but your granddad's out here setting the trend.
Tomorrow, Callum.
That would honestly be more appealing to this. Callum has taken it upon himself to back up Carla's claim of the teabag in the porridge.
I feel like we're going to get an email from the facilities manager being like, who has destroyed the kitchen because I have made a mess.
I knew this would be an exploding porridge situation. As soon as he said this, I was like, that is asking. You know when you check the microwave
and the
porridge is
hanging off
over
the top like a stalactite.
Porridge has gone quite well.
Okay.
The coffee porridge.
Did this lady even mention coffee?
Maybe.
She said, so she tries it with all the teas and she said it opens yourself up to so many possibilities. You can do Earl Grey porridge, you can do peppermint porridge, you can do green tea porridge.
Ooh.
I had a feeling that might explode when you put the instant coffee into it.
I want you to try the tea one together first.
Okay, that's kind of cute.
I think the tea one, so I've given you two spoons. Yeah. I think the tea one does look quite nice, but
it actually has a nice golden hue.
The actual TikTok that she did was she used Yorkshire tea, but the biscuit Yorkshire tea. So I wouldn't be a tea drinker, but I do love dipping a digestive into it. And that's kind of what it goes for. So
yeah, it smells good.
So Fiona's got the tea one. Take a spoon and then pass it over.
Okay, thank you, Carl.
Give it a go. All is plain oats there.
Yeah, this actually looks good.
And then I've just put in a sachet of sugar.
Oh, thank you, Callum.
Just to sweeten
it up. No wonder it smells good.
All right, have a go there, Fiona. What do you think?
Does the tea? No?
There's a strong tea aftertaste.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, that's absolutely heavenly.
Do you like it?
Oh my God, it's lovely.
I think that's just a very well-cooked bowl of porridge by producer Callum.
So I ask, how much tea did you use here?
So I didn't use her technique. What I did is I did oats and milk, mixed that together, brewed a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Then after a while, poured that into
I think
the bowl
that's
as
better
well.
Rather than just hoofing the bag in there. I just think that looks a bit like...
As we move forward to the coffee infusing, sorry, that's a winner. I'd happily have that. This is deceiving because with the coffee in it, it looks like a grand old bowl of Cocoa Puffs.
Yes, it's like
a chocolate ready break. So with this one, I added Nescafe granules into the milk and then the porridge oats and put it in.
You're like that whipped coffee trend that was massive over lockdown.
Coffee infused porridge. Let's go. Fiona?
This will probably blow your mind in terms of the caffeine.
Oh, Jesus, mother of God.
I don't want this. Okay.
It's
not horrific, but it's very pungent coffee.
Oh, yeah. God.
I think I use like three heaped tablespoons as well.
You okay?
That is awful.
Yeah, it's not great, is it?
Oh, no.
But tea porridge.
I'm gagging. Tea porridge is great. This is something I want to forget forever.
On tomorrow's show, if we may, my granddad passed away this week. Let's do
in his honor.
Orange juice in Cocoa Pops.
Do it for Paddy.
We'll do Cocoa Pops, Weetabix, and cornflakes.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Let's please do that.
Because orange chocolate, like, that's the thing.
Yeah, Terry's chocolate orange and all that, yeah. He used to eat that all the time, and it blew my mind as a little kid.
That is bad now.
Yeah, the coffee ones stink.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And I think it's fair to say we've come a long way on this little island over the last many, many years. We've repealed things.
We've
enacted loads of great things.
We did bits.
And, you know, we're not all at home blessing ourselves and terrified like we were way back when. But there's one thing that Catholic Ireland has held over us somehow, and it stems from our ancestors. And I just think we are now living in 2025. It might be time for a slight modernization. What I'm just talking about is how we respond to somebody who does a big sneeze.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
It's a big thing, the old bless you in Ireland.
And it is.
I know a guy, a friend of mine, who when he was single, went on a Tinder date. I don't think he was that into her anyway, because his reasoning for not going on a second date was, I sneezed twice and she never said bless you.
Selfish.
And that's
selfish.
Kind of the level that we get to, I suppose, with the significance of a bless you. Sometimes I get concerned, say, if producer Callum's having a fit of sneezes, at what point do we start throwing in the bless yous? Do you bless you after each one? I think sometimes if it's a good two, I'd be nervous if I had a singular sneeze. If I have a second sneeze, that's fine.
Yeah.
And if there's a bit of a gap, you might get the double bless you, which is nice.
So you think if someone just sneezes once, it doesn't warrant a bless you? But if they have two...
No. Sorry, warrants a bless you if it's two, if it's one.
Okay.
It warrants a bless you if it's two. But if, you know, like my dad might sneeze 11 times. I'm like, I can't, like...
No, you can't keep up.
At the very end, when we know it's wrapped up, we'll say bless you.
Be like, you done? Bless you.
But it was just the other day, myself and yourself, Fee, and Callum were in a meeting and I sneezed and you both said bless you. And I just kind of thought to myself, we need some alternatives to bless you.
Yeah, it's not your vibe.
Bless you is very like... Bless you, child. Oh my God, do that in Irish again. Oh my God, I totally forgot about that.
I don't know, is spirit naive right?
I don't know about naive. Spirit, but naive is correct, definitely. Yeah. Been a while since I heard that one, Oscar. Okay, so if we want to stick with religion, maybe just some options to throw out in the room. I want to see how you feel. Fiona, please sneeze for me.
Achoo!
Deal at.
What's that, good health or something?
God be with you.
God be with the days.
If we're sticking with the religious theme, okay?
Okay.
Now, Callum, do us a sneeze, please. Madre mia.
Oh.
Now, that's Mother of God in Spanish.
I think it's a great
expression. Yeah. Okay. So, Fiona, please demo another big, old, dirty sneeze for us. Christ on a bike. Callum, back over to you. Holy moly.
That's a good one.
If we move away from religion now, okay, if we're scrapping it completely from the classic bless you, I'm going to need another sneeze, Fiona, please. Give over. Awkward. Back to you, Fiona. Banana.
Perfect. Yes, I think that feels good.
Nice.
Oh.
Callum's really getting into character there.
My acting skills.
Huzzah.
I know. Sorry. I start thinking I'll do different every time and then I go for the SO. I'm sorry. You go.
A little mousy one again.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Huzzah. So here's where we're at. If we were to take it on, right, and I know that we could actually throw this out as a public debate. This could go to a referendum. I don't mind. Like, I'm happy to really bring this issue forward if we need to.
It's very important.
Repeal the bless you. Deal at Madre Mia, Christ on a bike, holy moly. They're in the religious category. Away, this is what I'm with so far. Give over. Awkward. Banana. Nice. Huzzah.
Would anyone be against an awooga?
An awooga?
I'll try one.
Okay, well, I do a sneeze this time. I'm dying for a go.
Awooga!
That's bloody brilliant.
Yeah.
It feels
great. Like, it doesn't feel weird for me to go like that.
You have that in the arsenal, right?
More of a thank you, but it's like a little
It's like a sound effect.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
That's very good.
If I do three back to back, okay. I need it each time, okay?
That's really good.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Oh, God. No, it just felt right.
I'm sorry.
Another sneeze there before you get us off air.
And I apologise.
Scarlet for you.
Scarlet for your mom for having it.
Do another one.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Ticket. Hey,
yeah. You know the way sometimes we try to be like all cool in life but not being desperate?
Yeah.
I'm desperate. I'm desperate to give this holiday away.
I am gagging.
Yeah.
Gagging to give it away.
You're gagging for it.
And you know who else is gagging?
I'm desperate for it.
Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. They are gagging.
Yeah. The accommodation place, I think, as well. And that seat in the plane that's been sitting there for the last few months. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Someone
every day
on
the
me.
Pilot shows up and says, is today going to be the day we take off?
Yeah.
And everyone says, no, not today.
Hopefully that will change right now because Katie's on to take on the golden ticket. What's ahead for you today?
No, and I'm just in work. Hopefully get kneecap tickets later on.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
Which is the gig you're trying to get tickets for?
Kneecap.
They're on in Fairview, aren't they? Is it next week?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're on today.
Oh, it's today. Oh, very good. And would you like to win this holiday as well while you're at it? Or is it just the kneecap you're interested in?
Yeah, I would.
We don't have the kneecap tickets to hand, but we do have a holiday to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket. Are you familiar with the game, Katie?
I'm not. Run through it again with me really
Let's
quickly.
Do it.
Please.
Okay, essentially, we've got five songs to play for you. There's 25 seconds on the clock and your job is to guess correctly the five songs and artist names within those 25 seconds. Do that, you win a holiday. If it's a song with a few people on it, for example, if it's a collaboration, you only need to tell us one artist on the song. There's no need to be listing off artists. Make sure to save your time because time is very precious in this game.
And, okay, so there is no skipping or passing, all right, but there is a swap. If you don't know the song, you can shout swap and we will pause the clock and swap that song that you are stuck on. Okay, Katie?
Can I swap it as many times as I like?
No. I was just about to get to that. You only get one swap, so do use it wisely, okay. And you can't swap the final song. Okay?
So I suppose time is very much so precious here, and this is where we've fallen down lately, is people maybe getting to song five, but the clock's stopping. So you really need to be as quick as you can here, okay?
Okay.
We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct, but when you do get the song correct, we will pause the clock, we'll take a breather, we'll reset, and we'll get ready for the next song together, okay?
Perfect.
All right, Katie, 25 seconds are on the clock. Song one on Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I could go and read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. And living in your glass house.
Olivia Rodrigo?
Nope.
No, she's a little Napo baby. She has a bob.
Big blue eyes.
Paul Mescal.
Oh.
Swap it. Swap it if you don't know. Just say swap. Swap.
Swap.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Katie, that was Gracie Abrams, That's So True. Do you think you would have got that?
No.
Okay. All right, well, no worries. Good shout to swap it. You've reset the clock back to 25 seconds. Take a deep breath in.
And we're going to kick off a brand new game. Song one, playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Charlie XCX.
What's the song called?
It's a freak.
Apple.
Yeah, very
perfect.
Good.
Okay, nice. Charlie X and Apple in the bag.
Okay, that took you 8 seconds, all right? So you've okay. got 17 seconds left for 4 more songs, okay? So just as quick as you can, start shouting names and artists out and we will try and get you away on this holiday, okay?
Okay.
I think you'll be all right for this one. Katie, song 2 on Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Pay the toll to the angel.
Oh. Meat Dress Girl.
She's one of the biggest artists in the world.
Keep your mind.
The song name is a magic
oh
word.
The devil.
You're doing a trip.
3, 2, 1.
No.
Oh, sorry, Katie.
What you missed there, darling, was Lady Gaga and Abracadabra. But look, not to worry. You might, you want to be in Fairview more than you want to be in Fortaventura anyway. So
yeah,
both very glamorous locations.
Fact. Best luck getting those kneecap tickets, and thanks for giving
Perfect.
It a go.
Thanks so much.
Thanks,
Katie.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Yeah. What's the level up from desperation?
Oh, it's just embarrassed for myself. Yeah. Just scarlet for myself. Mm. Let's get Makara on. To win this holiday.
Yes,
he deserves it.
He does deserve it.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go. Bit of an embarrassing one for me today.
What's going on?
I got scammed online.
Did you?
It's the 2025 version of being scammed, which is accidentally sharing an image that is AI.
Oh,
so,
no.
Killed me, right?
Is this what you've just put
you
up on
see
the screen?
It straight away. Yeah, okay. I know you're a Sex and the City fan now, Emma.
Yeah.
I saw this last night and I was like, okay, I love this. It's like an early 2000s like disposable camera type like picture of the girls. Charlotte, Carrie in the middle, Samantha blowing a kiss, and Miranda kind of lingering in the back.
Well, what's really exciting about that, of course, is if it was in any way relevant to the new series of And Just Like That, that Samantha's involved.
Oh, imagine. But
no,
I was
they're
like,
quite young here, yeah?
Yeah, I was like, this is a throwback to the glory days of Sex and the City, and it's quite an aesthetic photograph. And I was like, cute vibes, shared it on my story. And then I, you know, took a quick eye over the comments and everyone was like, is this AI? And then I looked a bit closer and I saw Charlotte's holding the disposable camera, and even though they're meant to be taking a selfie, yeah. She's holding the disposable camera in the opposite direction. Other than that, I don't know, would there be many other giveaways for me? Callum is investigating closely.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 fingers.
Okay.
Sorry, Samantha has 6 fingers. That might have been a bit of a giveaway.
If there was anyone to have 6 fingers, it would be her. Think of the things she could do with those. She would be quite creative with that.
In fairness, it's a pretty believable looking photo, and I suppose they're all kind of true to character. Miranda kind of hanging in the background, not really looking for the limelight as much. Very embarrassing. And you're the one person who would never, ever, ever, ever let you away with that.
Dave?
And you're so lucky he's not here.
He's in Greece, thank God.
I will be telling him what you've been up to. I will tell him.
Yeah, that I got conned by AI. I'm absolutely mortified.
He'll be scarlet for you.
On it, on it, on it.
Emma, David.
Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.